But if you think about it, like, if all 360,000 of these, like, law firms, not lawyers, law firms, had their own brand out there, who's going to rise to the top? The ones who are producing content that provides value, and then the ones who are producing content that have some good production value, and are the ones who are producing content that have some good entertainment value. Because I think that's the third leg. Because right now, just producing content is enough. But there's going to come a point where people have to be entertaining as well, or it's not going to be consumed.
Welcome to Audio Branding, the hidden gem of marketing. Sound plays a more important role in human behavior and our decision-making than you may realize. In this podcast, I'll help you understand the art and science of sound so you can better influence others in business and your life. I'm your host, Jody Krangle. Let's delve a little deeper. Here's the second part of my conversation with DM Metter.
Do you ever make ads for these podcasts?
Yeah. The reels, the shorts, the audiograms, we take and we actually will post them for them on, there's like 10 outlets that they can plug into through our system. So it's like Facebook, Instagram, Threads, Blue Sky, YouTube, TikTok, Pinterest. I know I'm forgetting something else. Twitter X. But they can plug all those in, and then we just basically go in and we create all of the content, 30 pieces per episode, basically 1 to 3 posts per day, depending on how often they have a show. And we go in and we mix them up. So Facebook doesn't have the same as Instagram, doesn't have the same. And that's how we market, is through the social dynamic. And then everything's got a very simple call to action. And then we put a Linktree link in their bio of all of their outlets. That Linktree has everything. Go to Apple, go to Spotify, go to YouTube. Here's our website. Here's this. You've seen the Linktrees. So,
yeah, sure. Yeah.
And so that's how we market them, is through the social networks.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, ads though, inside the actual podcast, like, do you ever have them advertise for their own stuff inside their own podcasts?
Not really, because the podcast itself is them marketing themselves as a thought leader. So, you know, it's the John Jones show from John Jones Law Firm, and John Jones talking 20 minutes about, if you get a divorce in Texas, here's 7 things you need to know.
I see.
So there's really no, the whole, it's, you could use the old term, it's an advertorial, right?
Okay.
Essentially, these are advertorial podcasts, if you will.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I'm just wondering if they ever speak at conferences, or if they have a giveaway or something like that, like a PDF on their website or something like that.
We do have some that, you know, do that, but you've got to understand, like, although we're a big piece of the marketing, like, again, our clients are only spending $600 to $2,000 a month with us. We're not their full-time marketing director. Now, we can provide a way that if they're doing nothing and they did just us, it would definitely help their firm. But a lot of firms that we work with have, like, a marketing person who's in charge. And so, you know, we coordinate more with the marketing person to make sure, and we don't really get into that other stuff unless they ask us, like, oh, hey, that reel, could you brand it this way? Because we want to market it for this. But that's, we're not an agency for them. We're a podcast production company who includes marketing and distribution with the podcast production, is the way that, it's the easiest way to describe what we do.
Sure. And you have something called the Legal Podcast Network, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how has your own love of sound and audio shaped how you built that?
Let me think about that one for a second. Because I don't know that, I mean, I love podcasting, so I guess, like, that's probably pretty integral. I did a podcast in 2019 in Austin, Texas, which I really enjoyed. It was called, first it was called ATX AF. And then later on, I rebranded it to FML per DM. And so, which is food, music, and life, instead of F my life. So I really enjoyed that. And I saw the lasting power behind it. And then about 3 years ago, attorneys started asking, because I had a former partnership, but we were mostly an SEO agent. We were an SEO agency. And I'd hear attorneys ask us, or when we offered to turn an audiobook into a podcast, like that was the thing that got that moved the needle. And I went to my partner, I was like, hey, dude, I think we should start like a podcast network where we create podcasts for attorneys. And then we kind of create, and the way that we do it is we like create like I forget what we call them, but just basically like all of the Atlanta attorneys, because we don't do any competing, you know, we call them like a, I can't remember the word right off the top of my head, but essentially like a group, you know, the Atlanta Forum or something like that is what we call it, I think. And so like they would come into this and like I, with the podcasting, I was just like, okay, I know I like podcasting. I know attorneys want to do podcasting. I know what it takes to create a high quality podcast, because I spent, we did about 60 episodes, and I'm going to say I spent almost $3,000 for production per episode. We would take, we did four cameras or three cameras. We had two full-time cameramen. We had, and you know, we had a lot of like musicians, artists, entrepreneurs, chefs, mm-hmm. and things like that in Austin. And so like, I enjoyed that so much. I was like, well, I hear the attorneys asking for it. I know how to do it. So it wasn't necessarily a love. It was more just like a joining of two things that I knew I was comfortable with.
Well, you still have a love of communication. So, you know, that
absolutely
that factors into it, I'm sure. You know, absolutely. You're giving people a way to communicate.
Yeah, absolutely. And I, you know, what we tell attorneys is our job is to take who you are offline and make sure that's reflected online. And if we can do that, because most attorneys will tell you this, especially if they've been around for a little while, they'll say, yeah, if I can get them in front of me, I'll convert them 80% of the time. The problem is 80% of the time they check out your website and never do anything further. So, you know, you've got to put yourself in a position where your online persona is reflective of what you can produce and what you bring to the table offline. Like, gone are the days of like, here's my website with my bio page, and I graduated from this school in 1987, and blah, blah, blah. I was on mm-hmm. this committee. And it's like, that doesn't do it anymore. People want to, there has to be a point of differentiation. If there isn't, then they're commoditized, and a newer attorney is willing to take $200, $225 for the same work that a more seasoned attorney would want double that mm-hmm. because they know what they're doing and they deserve that. But with all things being the same for me as a consumer, if I look at your site and their site and it's pretty much the same stuff, the years are different, what, like, why wouldn't I pay $225 for the same thing that I could pay $450 for?
Yeah, I guess it, with attorneys, it kind of gets down to how many suits have they won? I mean,
it depends on what they've done.
A little more than, you know.
I love doing this podcast. I'll do it regardless of whether or not anyone listens. And isn't that why we do this? For the passion of it? That said, it does take a lot of coffee to do this. So as an experiment, I set up a really simple Buy Me a Coffee page. And I've already been blown away by your generosity. Today, I want to highlight Kai Bronner and the International Sound Awards, who very kindly bought this podcast 5 coffees. That ought to keep us going for a while. Thank you so much. And it's been my absolute pleasure to be a jury member for the International Sound Awards. I love your mission of making the world sound better. And you really do assemble all the best talent from around the world. I've been super impressed. And I'm looking forward to having more of them on this podcast. Andrea Chera, Chris Hegstrom, and Rajiv Raja are all jury members that have been on this podcast in the past, in case you want to learn more about them. And if you're interested in checking out what the ISA does, you can visit their website at international-sound-awards.com. Keep up the great work, and thanks again.
Yes and no. I mean, again, most attorneys' websites, I spend all day on them. Most attorneys' websites don't talk about that.
That's
probably
too bad,
one
though.
In 100 websites
silly.
Will say like 37, you know, murder, felony level convictions, freed, da da da. Like one in 100 will have something like that. Most of them are just, I'm Bob. I do divorce. Here's my little bit of my background. Contact me page. And that's it.
Yeah.
Like that's their website.
And there's tons of like billboards on the highways that talk about people making money for their clients or whatever. Like I see these all over the place.
Those are personal injury attorneys.
A lot of them, yeah.
Yeah, they're the ones who make the money. Yeah. Usually it's the top 1, 2% that are buying all those billboards, and they just buy them like, you know, with a big bulk discount. But the thing is, you know, people think, oh, that's the dominant one. But like, again, over 80% of people use the internet, solely use the internet to find their attorney. So if 80% of people solely use the internet, sure, maybe if you are on the front page and you had the billboard, you might have a slightly better chance. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, if somebody is really like has, let's take a tragedy, you know, my son is in a bed, invalid because he got hit by a semi truck. Like, I'm not just going to be like picking the first thing. Like, I want to feel like this person knows what they're talking about.
Of course.
I want to see that this person has handled the types of issues that I deal with, because I don't want to hire the guy who specializes in people who fall off buildings, because my son didn't fall off a building. Now, if my son fell off a building, then that's probably the first person I would go to. And so that's what we try to do, is we try to create this sort of infrastructure where we just get them to sit down once a month, 30 minutes to 2 hours on average, and get them to sit down, answer the same questions that they pretty much answer all the time. And then we take and we repurpose that into website content, video content, you know, podcasting, YouTube, all of that. So we're just repurposing everything. And then when people search these very specific questions, now all of a sudden this attorney, especially with video and the, you know, YouTube being owned by Google, their videos start to pop up, their podcast starts to pop up, their FAQ page starts to pop up. Now all of a sudden this person has more authority than the guy who spent a ton of money with billboards, because they're answering my exact question.
Sure. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
And I'm listening to them and they're becoming a real person. We send a lot of videos in my company. I'll have somebody say to me like, oh, this client's ghosted us, blah, 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 blah. They're not returning calls. I'm like, did you send a video? They probably forgot you're a real person. It's easier to ignore a person or an email than it is to ignore Tracy, who spent 45 minutes onboarding them and has had two 30-minute conversations since then and has answered countless emails. So stop letting them relegate you to just being another email, and put your face on video, look in the camera and say, hey, Bob, what's going on? We've had a great relationship thus far. I've been trying for 2 months to get a hold of you. Let's get this thing, you know, going, because you're paying for it. You might as well take advantage of what you have. So
that's a very
video,
good point
audio,
for anybody.
All of that. Exactly.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. But yeah, as we talk about marketing, know, like, trust. I mean, that's always a yep. thing. So I love that you're giving these attorneys an opportunity to be in front of a camera and answer those questions and talk to the people who might be using their services and be able to use their services or want to use their services.
Well, and so, I think the good thing about this approach is, although I do have attorneys that want to be better on camera, I'm actually getting ready to bring on a sponsored show where she helps attorneys with being on camera, things like that, speaking,
great idea.
That sort of thing. Yeah, we have a series. So we have our attorney shows, but we also have a series of shows for attorneys. So we're trying to become like an outlet of learning as well as a place where we can serve them. So
yeah, resources, sure.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, having these attorneys, the good thing about it is, though, they don't have to be great on camera. I'm like, listen, just sit at your desk, have a decent webcam and a good microphone, and it's just like they're sitting across the desk from you, which is what you want anyway. Now, if you want to build a podcast studio, or you want to build a nice background like I have, or you want to do all these other things, absolutely, and that will look better. But at the end of the day, doing nothing is worse than sitting at your desk. But sitting at your desk and doing the minimal is not as good as, you know, making things look and sound pristine. So, you know, just, and we just kind of, one of the things I say to the attorneys, and I remind them, like, this is your show. Like, we are a production company. We're accommodating it. So, you know, if you want, like, we have one guy, bankruptcy attorney, I always kind of, and he's actually one of my first clients. He's the first attorney I've ever allowed, or not allowed, but actually who's added me as a friend on Facebook that I've taken on as a friend. I just like to keep business and personal separate, but we ended up talking about like just some things, and we kind of hit it off. So anyway, he's a bankruptcy attorney out of the Northeast, and he'll just sit back in his chair and he's got his microphone and he'll wear like kind of off color t-shirts like Morehead State University, or you know what I mean? Like ones that you're like, ah, I know what you're doing there. Or like, this old fart loves weed, or, you know, like, just like, or you're just like, dude, you're an attorney. But he's like, this is who I am. Fun. This is how I work with people. I'm just like, okay, it's your show.
Hey, be you, right? That's exactly. The whole no life trust thing too. You know, you don't want someone to watch a show and then decide to work with you and then find out you're a completely different person. That will exactly. put them off as, you know, in a second.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's, I love that you're giving them the resources to be able to improve what they're putting out there, though. That is really important. So, yeah. Where do you see these kinds of podcasts going in like 10 years from now? Will it drastically change, or what do you think?
I think that the more we go online, the more we live online, the more these types of things will be critical. So I think, you know, each and every brand is going to have to be a mini media empire unto itself. And we're kind of already there. It's just not people don't quite realize it. But if you think about it, yeah, like, yeah. Like 10 years ago, if we talked about, oh yeah, 10 years from now, we're going to be podcasting 3 times a day and we're going to be sending out 10 reels and shorts and we're going to be doing, I'd be like, what do you, chill out, man. Like it's not going to be that serious. Now it's like, you know, you just, it's like, everybody wants to be a public figure nowadays, or they have to be a public figure in order to grow their brand.
I think it's more that they have to.
Yeah. Well, I think it's who you ask, right?
Yeah, so like it depends the kids, on the person. Yeah.
The number one thing, and this is, you know, I think it was like 15 years ago or 10 years ago, the number one thing kids wanted to be when they grew up was doctors and lawyers. Do you know what the number one thing it is now for kids like junior high and below?
Influencer.
It's exactly what they want to be. And yep. It's like 70-something%. It was like 78, if I remember correctly.
Yep.
So these kids, they all want to be a brand unto themselves. So when you ask, where are we going to be in 10 years? The 12-year-olds are going to be 22. The 22-year-olds are going to be 32. Now you tell me, where are we going to be?
Lots of influencers on lots of videos.
On everything. And so yes. That is where... it's better if you are 40-something right now to where in 10 years you're going to be 50-something. So now you're going to have the authority, not just the production value. So what we're trying to do is add production value to the authority that these attorneys sitting in these offices all across the United States. There's about 400,000 law firms. 90% of them have 10 lawyers or less in them. And we're a 1 to 10. We say 1 to 10 employees, but you know, about a 1 to 10 is about where we work. So our potential market is technically around 360,000 people. But if you think about it, like if all 360,000 of these like law firms, not lawyers, law firms had their own brand out there, who's going to rise to the top? The ones who are producing content that provides value, and then the ones who are producing content that have some good production value, and are the ones who are producing content that have some good entertainment value. Because I think that's the third leg. Because right now, just producing content is enough. But there's going to come a point where people have to be entertaining as well, where it's not going to be consumed. One of the things we're trying to do, and so I'll just kind of share this with you. I'm excited about it. So I'm getting ready to launch two of my own podcasts. One is for business purposes. One is for just for fun, passion project. But the business one is called BAM, Building Authority Through Media. And the theme...
I love the name.
Yeah. And the theme is going to be like superhero themed.
Do you want to sound your absolute best when you're being interviewed on a podcast or when you're hosting your own show? I have a podcast episode and free downloadable worksheet called Sounding Your Best as a Podcast Guest off of the audiobrandingpodcast.com main page. Just click on the little square graphic to the left of the player displaying my podcast trailer. It gives you some comprehensive suggestions for where to start or for improving the sound you already have, including the type of microphones to consider and why, ideas for soundproofing your recording environment, and suggestions on how to get the best sound when you're being remotely recorded on services like Riverside FM or Squadcast. Don't let bad audio quality hold you back from being the best podcast guest or host you can be. And of course, if you happen to need voiceover for your intro and outro, feel free to get in touch. I'm happy to help. And now, back to the podcast.
I already have like, it's a Captain America suit on my head, but it says, instead of like all the stuff on Captain America, it says BAM across it. I have a musician on my team. He's building the BAM, and it's kind of like, sounds kind of like James Bond mixed with old Batman. It's like, BAM, man. And like, so we're like, so
I
the
love
next
that you have a musician. I think that's an awesome addition to any podcasting network.
He does something else, but he is actually, he just told me his movie's getting ready that he was in where his band was playing in a bar and he has a cameo in it. Is about to be on Apple Plus. So,
good for him.
Hey, let me just brag about my team for a second. I have like the most, like, because of remote, my producer, she produced Stephen King, one of Stephen King's podcasts, and Michael Cohen. You might not be a fan, but I mean, that's still a pretty big name. Stormy Daniels, Trump, all of that. So when he was on house arrest, she produced his podcast. She's won several awards. She's worked for like Spotify, iHeartMedia, things like that. Like everybody on my team has like credentials like that. Tracy, who is our content producer, she actually has been interviewing attorneys for over 10 years and has interviewed well over 1,000 law firms for content purposes. So I have to brag on my people whenever I'm reminded about that.
And I could just go down the line.
The guy who actually recruited me into the legal industry sales 20 something years ago is now one of my salespeople. Like that's the cat, like he's been working with attorneys for 20 years. So that being said, I've got my little Gen Z guy who's working with me on social media and creating my voice. And I'm telling him, you're going to be my social media brain because I used to live in the algorithm, but I'm too old to live in the algorithm anymore. But you're 23, you can do it. So he's learning to use AI. And I'm hoping that when we produce this podcast, we actually produce it as a cartoon. And we're going to basically be able to feed the podcast in. All of the questions will be like, what are the enemies of sameness or how do we conquer sameness on LinkedIn? That's the tagline, conquering sameness, because it's not a real word, but sounds like it should be, right? Sameness, that's not a real word, is it?
Well, you can make it one.
Yeah, exactly. So we're conquering sameness, right? In our first 4 or 5 episodes,
sure,
each person is going to take 2 very specific subjects, and we're going to ask how we conquer sameness, like in the bio, how we reply to people. And then the next person will be, you know, with our business page and with, you know, when and how we post. And so, and then getting in and just using those terminologies, but then instead of using our faces, having a cartoon where people can just watch it. And to me, it's like, I could be kind of entertaining. Like I'm learning about marketing. I'm learning about stuff I need to learn, but it's also in like a 60s, 70s style superhero cartoon, which I can kind of relate to being a little bit older, and it's kind of fun. Yeah, let's go with it. Like, I think that's kind of the next step or evolution in all of this stuff that's happening. And then that's where I think the drop off will happen again, because everyone will say, well, I can't do a cartoon, or I'm not that entertaining. Then they'll drop off. Then they'll see those people who stayed, and even the ones who weren't as good, they'll see them start to pick up. And then there'll be a second wave where it'll be a more creative wave where people are coming back in. And now 10 years from now, I'm saying to my clients, all right, we can do if you're entertaining, we can set it up. You got to spend this much money to create this background and we'll have you. If you're not entertaining, we could do a cartoon version. It costs this much. Or we could do a version that looks like a Pixar movie or whatever. Like, we can do this for you and make your content fascinating and interesting outside of just the words that are being said.
Yeah, it's interesting what AI makes possible. And I would hope that the creativity doesn't get lost in that whole AI algorithm. But yeah.
Well, it's all in the composer, right?
Yes.
Like, the composer makes the music. And so at the end of the day, all of the instruments are there. And sure, AI can kind of come in and play the instruments for us. But there still has to be someone that says, oh, that back off a little bit there, trumpet. Okay, now I need a little bit more from the bassoons. Come on. Like, and that's what AI is going to be beneficial for, is it's not going to be, oh, I need to get in here and get my elbows, you know, up to my elbows, get dirty in this. It's more like I can stand back and, like, what I'm able to do with my company, look at it as a whole and pick out the little things that we could tweak to be better. Because there's one thing I've always said about creatives, and I think this will be with AI too. Creativity has a tendency to get so, like, so like where they're looking through a microscope that they forget to see it for what it is. Like I had this guy that was telling me, he was like, this has been years ago, but he was producing some product for me for my clients. And he was like, what font do you like on this? And he like brings it in and he like blows it up times 100. And he's like, I've been really playing with this font because on this font, and he showed me like, and he took 10 minutes to explain it. And I just looked at him and I go, you know, the is spelled wrong there, right? And so he spent 10 minutes explaining to me the font in the word,
yeah.
And the word wasn't even spelled right. That's
can't
how AI
see
is.
See the forest for the trees. Yeah,
exactly.
Got it.
And we have people. It's AI, then two sets of eyes. Because, yeah. You know, I don't think AI will ever be fully internally held. It'll get better and better and better, but then that's just going to mean we need to have more and more keen of an eye or ways to just kind of be, you know, like what does a music producer do? They don't really, they direct what happens per se, as opposed to getting into the studio and playing the instruments. And it's again, the same thing. That's what AI is going to be. I don't think we will lose out on creativity. I think we will heighten creativity because it's kind of like, right now, as humanity, we're chopping down trees with axes, but we're about to get super chainsaws. And so, what's better?
Are you enjoying this podcast? If so, it would really help me out if you'd give it a review. The best place to do that in written format is at the bottom of the audiobrandingpodcast.com page. And if you want to do that in voice format, there's a link in the ending paragraph at the top of that same page. I would so appreciate that. It helps me to know what you'd like to hear more of and why you're listening in the first place. As podcasters, we rarely know who's actually listening, so it helps me to know that I'm not just speaking into the void. Thanks for that. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, but that's a lot of trees dead.
Well, okay, use a different illustration. I don't know. It's a zombie apocalypse. All we have is an axe, and you're about to get a chainsaw. Is that better?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I would prefer a chainsaw in that scenario. Yes.
Okay. Okay. No trees were killed in the harming of, or no trees were harmed in the speaking the of this making, podcast
yes,
production.
Yeah. I love it. So, how can people get in touch with you if they would like to do that? Because I think they should reach out, especially if they are lawyers.
Yeah. Sure. So I'm trying something new. We'll probably have the website way up before this episode goes out. So I'm just going to put it out there. So from now on, when I go on podcasts and they want me to do a long explanation of what I do, I'm just going to say like about a 30-second recap. And then I'm going to say, and for those who want to know more, I'm not going to pitch you right now. So just go to imnotgoingtopitchyou.com. Literally, I just bought the URL, imnotgoingtopitchyou.com, so that I can start each podcast with go to imnotgoingtopitchyou.com if you want to hear me pitch you. So it's going to stick in their head two ways. One, because you're saying you're not going to pitch me, but you're pitching me. But two, you're not pitching me now, so I have to go, you know, I don't know. I'm going to try it and see what kind of traffic we get out of it. It's going to be a landing page, probably a little intro from me, a little bit about us, go to our full website, that sort of thing. But anyway, so go to I'm not going to pitch you, and there's no apostrophes, anything. I'm not going to pitch you.com. That should be up in the next 3 or 4 days. Or LinkedIn, Dennis Metter, or our company site, thelegalpodcastnetwork.com. Any one of those, obviously, LinkedIn's going to be you want to connect with me personally, you know, kind of get to know me. I'm fine with that. I try to put a lot of content on there. Purely, hey, I like what he said his company does. Go to our company site. If you're kind of like, I don't know. I don't want to get a full-on, icky, like full pitch website that's the whole company site. Maybe I'll take this light version and see what his landing page looks like. Then go to imnotgoingtopitchyou.com.
That's a lot of URLs, and I'm sure
that's only
that
three.
I'm sure that they will be able to choose what they would prefer.
Exactly.
And yes, they will be in the show notes. So,
okay,
yeah.
See, that's just three.
It's all good. It's all good. They will be able to find you, I have no doubt. Is there anything you want to leave us with today? Anything that I didn't cover that you really want to talk about?
You know, I was coming into this one just... Okay, we're going to talk about audio mostly. So,
well,
like,
I mean,
and we have.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, and I was excited about that because I get on the business ones and it's kind of the same questions over and over. No offense, but sure. You know, what do you do? Okay. Well, why attorneys? And, you know, okay, then. And you, I mean, you did ask those, but they were more segue questions. We didn't have to dwell there. Sure. So, but no, hey, listen to Jody Krangle. She is so awesome. She does a great job on her podcast. And if you're not listening to her and you're in voiceover or sound or you even have ears, then there's probably something wrong in your life. So other than that, I don't have anything else to say.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you and very amusing. So I appreciate it. Thanks so much for coming on, DM. I really appreciate it. And I wish you every success in your podcasting network.
Thank you.
If people are in the legal profession, they should definitely be looking you up. Yeah. Thanks
Absolutely.
A lot.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Well, that's the end of this episode. Thanks for listening. And if you like what you heard, why not tell a friend about this podcast? It's available in all the usual locations. Until next time.